I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Kelly Clarkson tickets, you want them, we've got them. January 24th at the Oracle Arena. She's on her Meaning of Life tour. Tickets go on sale Monday, September 24th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Scores a pair of tickets to the show. You want to see a little Kelly Clarkson?
Sounds great. You going to use that?
It's a little upbeat for my wedding dance, but sure, I'll add that to the playlist.
Upbeat? Are you kidding? I'm going to use Flo Rida.
Oh, my God.
I want something okay. Slow where we just, you know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's nice.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Country-ish. Every ball needs a chain. Oh, they even got a little banjo in there. Well, if you want to check her out, call us now. Call number 9-800-400-3697. All right, listen. I'm going to do this story because the allegations here are super annoying. Like, this is annoying. This is a service most of us use. If you like to go to shows, if you like music, and beyond music even, anything you got to buy a ticket for, you may be going through Ticketmaster. So these are allegations, but I'm going to read this to you because my jaw dropped. If you buy tickets through Ticketmaster, there's a service charge. And I've paid it a million times.
Do you remember the fight that Pearl Jam started with them over this? Mm-hmm. It was a huge grind for bands that were like, you don't get to charge
$9 a ticket.
We're the ones performing and they're the ones who are coming to this show.
They tack a service charge onto every ticket. I just recently bought tickets for Parquet Courts.
I love those guys.
Yeah, my kid's going to, he loves them too. So he's going to go see them. So I went online.
This is your youngest?
Yes.
Oh, he's got good taste in music.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll tell him you said so. You're his hero. So he asked for the tickets and he's like, I'm having a hard time finding them online. And I look and he's like, on all these resellers. I'm like, just go to Ticketmaster and type it in there. Like, you got to go to a place where you're not buying it secondhand. And there it is, and it's cheaper. And then you put it in your cart and they add, I don't know what it was, but I think it was like $9. I don't know what each service price was, but it was significant. It's not even okay, I can see $1 for them printing out the tickets and mailing them to your house or whatever they do. $2 even. But it was a lot of money. So that's bad enough, right? They're charging you a sales price.
Right.
Turns out they actually help scalpers get tickets and then sell them to you at inflated prices. What? Allegedly. Undercover journalists from CBC News and the Toronto Star posed as scalpers at a live entertainment convention this summer. And they say Ticketmaster tried to involve them in the scheme. This is all allegations, but here's how it works. The scalpers buy tickets with bots supplied by Ticketmaster. Then they resell them for more money at TradeDesk.com, which is owned by Ticketmaster. So Ticketmaster makes money off the service charge for the ticket. Then they make more money selling it for an inflated price higher than the face value on TradeDesk.com and charge you a fee on there as well. So they're making probably as much as the face value of a ticket sometimes. Ticketmaster has a buyer abuse division that tries to head off scalping, but a company rep at the convention told the journalists that they turn a blind eye to abuses by TradeDesk users.
Because it's their company.
Because it's their company. So they're buying their own tickets and then selling them for more than the face value on a scalper site. Ticketmaster's response is, as the world's leading ticketing platform representing thousands of teams, artists, and venues, we believe it's our job to offer a marketplace that provides a safe and fair place for fans to shop, buy, and sell tickets in both the primary and secondary markets. So basically, primary and secondary. They're saying nothing. They're not answering to them being behind the buying of these things.
That's so disturbing.
It's a huge bummer.
And you hear artists talk about it often mm-hmm. when they say, I can't get my fans into the front rows, and I can't get my fans the tickets at the price that I've set because of these shady ways that... And you thought... I should have known that computers wouldn't solve the problem, but I was part of the problem as a kid. I didn't realize I was just taking the cash and going and getting right. wasted with my friends. But there was a lady, her name was Megan. She hired us, would hand us money, would send us to places to go wait
to
in
camp
line,
out in line
and buy 6 tickets per person. And so she'd say, get as many of your friends together as you can. Here's $100 for beer. And you know, you can give each person $10 or whatever and spend the night, buy tickets, party it up, and bring me back the stack of tickets. And I was, you know.
Because I'm going to sell them for 3 times as much.
Yeah. Yep. I did that.
Well,
multiple times. But I thought computers were going to solve that.
Right. And even that, I mean, that's to me, like back in the olden days before the computers, it was much smaller scale. You did actually physically have to wait in that line
yes.
at the box office. And okay, so 10 kids were in line and they bought 60 of the tickets. Like that to me is so much smaller scale than people who are given bots.
Well, now the whole system's rigged. Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's not.
And they've got their own resale site. That's effed up.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Anyway, here's a bunch of stories about music that you'll probably have to buy tickets to. Metallica is going to do a rare acoustic benefit concert this November. All Within My Hands. This is... Oh.
Do you remember when they performed with the Berklee...
Mm. Symphony Orchestra.
The orchestra.
Yeah.
They're willing to go out and do interesting stuff. I like that.
So they have their own nonprofit foundation. It's called All Within My Hands. Tackles the issues of hunger and workforce education. Encourages volunteerism. You know what? Part of this is cut off. I have a feeling that workforce education was not one of the things. Anyway, the show's at the Masonic in San Francisco, November 3rd. Cage the Elephant is also going to do an acoustic performance that night. And so there you go. If you're a huge Metallica fan, this might be a show you want to check out. A limited number of tickets for the benefit show go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.
Oh, boy.
And they're also offering the opportunity to bid on third row floor seats or a VIP experience. So I guess you go to Metallica.com to do that. So
I wonder if Pearl Jam will be in the news today or later today about...
I don't
know.
They
fought a major fight. They stopped touring and would not go to venues that were related in any way to Ticketmaster in order to try and stop this.
Didn't they even try to sell their own tickets
through
their website?
They were doing, yes, there was a whole thing.
Well, this is a big story, and the reason I did it is because I did hear it. I actually just heard the update at the top of the hour CBS News. So, I mean, it's everywhere, and it's very disheartening. Over the past weekend, there was a climate change gathering here in San Francisco, Pathway to Paris.
Yeah, I was caught in the traffic from the protesters. Thanks.
Well, it sounds like you should have pulled over because Flea did a 13-minute bass and trumpet solo. He actually used a looper. And I guess Patti Smith, Bob Weir, Eric Burdon, and many others were at this dinner. Or event, it's saying here, so I don't know if it was a dinner. Although it seems like all those people who give big want a nice plate of food. So Patti Smith got up there to introduce him, said, I would like to introduce a very good friend of mine. He is poetry, he is innocence, he is energy, he is Flea. Mm-hmm. So he loops.
There's his bass.
He's starting the loop.
So it's going.
It's 13 minutes long, so we're not going to listen to the whole thing, but... So he just builds the song in front of them.
Yep.
That's neat. A lot of people can do this, too. It's not
super
unique to
cool.
him. It's really, really very neat.
Well, we watched Ed Sheeran do it on stage at the Masonic a couple Winterlands ago. Just him, his guitar, and this pedal unit. I didn't even know Flea played the trumpet.
Like that.
It's right? Freaking awesome. Yeah. And is he just a crazy man?
He's religious about music.
So he looped all that bass stuff to put a bottom on it, but he's just going off.
He's just
soloing
over
it.
This
is great.
It's awesome. He's in a tie-dye suit, too.
He drops a trumpet, too, and then goes back to bass and kind of riffs on that, too.
So this is a 13-minute video.
Yeah.
Where'd you find it? Is this just on YouTube?
This is on YouTube. I can post it to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Oh, please do.
Page.
Yeah, I want people to be able to easily find it.
It'll be right at the top.
All right, so now it's the loop, and he's going off.
Neat.
That's great. It's really fun. So 13-minute bass and trumpet solo. That's awfully. I had no idea he played trumpet. All right. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg, man, there was just a big RBG documentary. Now there's a movie coming out about her. It's called On the Basis of Sex. And it's got a soundtrack. And Kesha's on it. Kesha has released a brand new song called Here Comes the Change. With the bottle of Jack.
I ain't coming back. Talking
about
get on my toes.
Toes. Clothes. Phones. D. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg has a film, On the Basis of Sex. It's in theaters on Christmas. It stars
That song is going to go with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, huh?
No, that's not the song.
Man.
That's just an awesome Kesha song.
All right.
So Felicity Jones is going to be playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it's out Christmas Day.
Fun.
So Kesha says, I was inspired. It was amazing to see Ginsburg's story of leading a campaign that successfully changed laws that discriminated against Americans purely on the basis of their sex, as the film title suggests. And she goes on to say how she was inspired and she wanted her voice to be heard, too. So she contributed a song. It's called Here Comes the Change. It's a nice little run. All right. So that's the new Kesha song. And someone's going on harmonica there. Kanye West has been yelling. So I had a couple things for you from Kanye. Someone gives him a mic and he starts yelling. So he was in Chicago doing something with with Chance the Rapper. And he made a couple announcements, actually. Should I tell you what they are? Does he cover it, and is it understandable in the audio that you found?
I mean, it's live audio, and it's not as clear as I'd like it to be, but you...
Roll it, and I'll make up any slack.
All right. Here it is.
Oh.
That's... Yeah, Chicago! Woo! He's moving back there. Rumor has it that he's actually purchased a home there. Kanye. That he's keeping his home in Calabasas, you know, where he lives with his wife and their three kids. But that he's bought a house in Chicago. So maybe he'll split time. Go ahead.
I saw it.
Oh, my God.
What'd he say? Would you guys like to what?
Be the first to hear it?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Anything he says,
everything he says
is a revival. So he's basically, if you missed it, he said he's got a new album coming out with Chance the Rapper. It's called Good Ass Job. But he's also got a new record coming out called Yandy. He already did Yeezus, so he's going moving on to
I didn't even get that.
He's
okay.
Doing Yandy. So he, and then he's saying that's going to be out. By the end of the year. So that would be... Didn't he put out like 5 albums over the summer when he was in Wyoming or whatever the hell he was? I believe this is actually coming out next week. These are some of the hints that he dropped on his social media. So unless I'm reading it wrong, it looks like it's coming out the 29th. Is that next Friday? I think it might be.
It's next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know... That's cool. He's putting out a lot of music. I really liked him in the beginning. Like, I think I have
scoop.
three. Hold up a 4, but I say 3. I don't know if I have one, like his first 3 albums or whatever. They're really good. But I am not interested at all in any new music from him. I don't know if it's the Kardashian thing or all of his. Well, but he's also had some really weird snaps.
Yeah,
publicly.
I agree. I mean, you know what, though? A great song trumps all of it. Like, if he was to come out with a great song, we'd be like,
Oh, I love this song. This should be the theme song for the
NFL. Tell them, Hooman.
All right, moving on.
Oh, man. All right.
I don't know. What else is there to say? We're going to get new music from him possibly next week. Oh, my God. That has nothing to do with this. Lana
just
Del Rey.
Music you hate. That's a, what's
were we able to find a release date for the Lana Del Rey album?
I couldn't
album?
Find the release
we
date.
We looked.
For it.
It's called, the record is called Norman Effing Rockwell, but spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we have the title track. Is that correct?
Venice Bitch.
Oh, no, that's right. This is a 10-minute song. This is the first single. There is a song on there called Norman Effing Rockwell, but no one's heard it yet because we don't even know when this album's coming out. But Venice Bitch, instead of Venice Beach, I assume, 10 minutes long. This is the single that she wants to release. What do you think, Hooman? You're the Lana Del Rey fan, right?
It's good. I mean, this is...
He said it the other day, though.
This is the kind of music I listen to when I'm, you know, at an internet cafe. I'll put on my headphones and I'll put this on and I'll
be
do
mellow.
My work.
Could keep you calm.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But I like her. That's the thing.
Yeah. So we heard another song from her last week called, it was like Mariner or something. I don't see it listed here.
Mariner's Apartment Complex.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Do you want to hear that again?
Sure. It sounds just like this one. Let's. Anyway, people love them some Lana Del Rey, so there you go. Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers is in critical condition. He's going to undergo brain surgery. He fell.
Yikes.
He was in the backyard playing with his dog, slipped, fell, cracked his head, caused bleeding on the brain.
Oh.
His manager says he's in critical but stable condition, is going to have brain surgery tomorrow. He actually suffered a mild stroke at his home last month and had to cancel his upcoming tour dates. So he'll be 75 in December. Hopefully he's able to recover from all this.
I don't know enough about him, but I wonder if he was one of those hard-living 70s rock stars.
Oh, I wonder. I wonder if he was. I'm going to look.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Well, my point
he's going to make it to 75, though.
A lot of these guys are lucky to be alive.
They're living on borrowed time as it is. And just a couple quick things. Billy Idol is going to do a short residency in Las Vegas, so... If you're looking for a reason to go to Las Vegas and you're a Billy Idol fan, you can look into that. And Led Zeppelin is reportedly planning to launch a concert streaming service. It's just live stuff from them. You won't be able to download it. I suppose you could hit play and record on your tape recorder. But it's all, he says, Jimmy Page was saying, we have 70,000 hours of concert footage and we're just going to stream it on our, I assume you pay for it, but you'll get to listen to all the live stuff. It's called the Led Zeppelin Experience, and they're trying to patent that everywhere, trademark that everywhere. They're going to try and do Led Zeppelin Experience outerwear, hats, footwear, other clothing items, and this concert streaming service, live music streaming service.
If you want to check out the Flea performance with the trumpet and bass, it's at Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right. Thank you, Brian. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, I've got ways to live longer, happier life, and more. But I also will get to text because we have a juicy, fat movie review coming up. A big appearance from Sarah's Johns and...
My Johns.
And more.
Oh. Radio.com. Radio.com. Yeah, we turning it up. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yuzi, you just told me something you wanted me to mention here. Oh, she's not even listening. She literally just told me what I was supposed to mention.
I know what it was.
What was
that's right.
Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, what? Scott Capra. How could I have forgotten about Scott?
What?
Oh, I was
you
like,
forgot
you
what you
just
were supposed
told
to talk
me
about?
What to talk about here. Oh, she's busy in there. Hey, Scott Capurro is at the Punchline tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. This is your chance to see him in one of the best comedy clubs in town.
Right.
Marcus Osborne does the door there
and
he hosts the show. I mean, God, it's like a two for one. So if you want to check out our friend Scott Capurro, who did a fine job at the GLAAD Media Awards last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What fun it was listening to that. All 30 seconds that was worth airing.
That's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page,
the full
too.
Length.
If you want to hear the full interview with all the nonsense.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. I got an email yesterday sort of mad because we didn't play everything. I'm like, hey.
From GLAAD?
No, from a listener.
Oh.
I was like, hey, thanks for the email.
Yeah.
You can find all the stuff at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, we don't
want
to. We
only have so much time.
Right, and we don't want to play all the stuff. Mm-hmm. We only want to play the funny stuff, the good stuff. So Scott Capurro, Punchline, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on this same
Jane,
station.
You're playing a game called...
Okay. Call it out to get by his real name.
We have very short time. I want to... Believe it or not, I just said no to that.
Right. She's fantastic. You'll love her. She's on this afternoon. Enjoy. She is on this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Woo!
Great news.
Jane is playing a game. You never can win, girl.
Okay, you haven't stopped.
I would, though. If you started talking, I'd pipe right down.
Okay. You know, everybody's trying to make sure everybody's okay nowadays.
You okay? Is everything all right? How you doing over there?
For example,
you good?
When Scott was saying, I'm too skinny. Oh, I
what
can't
do I
keep
do to
weight
put
on.
Some weight on?
And then we put him on the scale. People wrote in and said, you guys got to stop your weight shaming.
Weight shaming?
And I was like, what?
That dude wanted to show off how much he weighed.
What?
That was the opposite of weight shaming.
But
that was humble bragging.
No matter what, there's always someone, right?
Oh, my God. There really is.
Well,
you
now
people.
Pimples are in, everyone.
Oh, pimples. What
pimples.
About pimples? Look, no one wants to see that.
What, pimples?
Like, you know, it's just tough.
It sucks,
dude. It does. You got a face full of acne. Your face is what everyone sees. It's just, it's so freaking hard.
You just want to put pants on your face.
Right.
Pants on your face. Looking like a fool.
With your pants on your face.
If it were an option, I would have gone to school with my wiener out and my face covered. Because there were definitely...
Because no one was going to see your wiener otherwise.
Well, I'm just saying that it was that embarrassing to me that I felt like all of a sudden I had this perfect skin and this cute little face and now I got pimples all over it.
Right.
What the hell? And I wasn't even that bad.
Right.
I mean, there's
kids who just, it's a freaking curse. You know, the thing is, it's, there are things that they can do now. There's a lot, but it's... You know, go to your dermatologist and they can help you.
Well, this story is about a woman who has been pursuing acceptance. Pimples are in.
No.
And the rise of the acne positivity movement.
No.
No? You're not buying it.
It would be fine if they were things like freckles that you were going to have. I mean, the thing about acne is it's an affliction. So it's like saying, you know, bleeding from an open wound is in.
Well, this lady talks about her skin problems on her Instagram and has basically told her experience about drugs like Accutane, dermarolling, the use of makeup, the scars that come from it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have responded very positively. She has more than 50,000 followers and she's made this sort of acne positivity movement a thing.
Well, it's not your fault. So, you know, good for her. It's true. It's a terrible, terrible thing that randomly strikes some people and doesn't strike others as badly. And so, you know what? I take it all back. I'm much more positive about it now.
It's weird to hear people talk about, I mean, look, I had them too. I mean, it's just a phase I went through. It sucked.
My kids both had terrible acne.
Yeah, it sucks. There's nothing good about it, but you gotta.
You gotta live through it, kids, and it does get better, and your skin will, you know, your hormones, once you're fully grown, your hormones normal out. Although, you ever have a breakout as an adult, and you're like, what the?
Sure.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I was done with this.
Yeah.
But I got boils on my face now.
Adult acne, yeah.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Here are the most common things people do before doing it. According to a new survey.
And how about showering?
That's on the list.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Take showers, number one.
Number one. Oh, I didn't mean to guess number one. Sorry. But that's what you got to do.
Brushing your teeth.
Oh, yes, yes.
Going to the bathroom.
Take care of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Shaving.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is my list, apparently.
Changing your underwear.
I just take them off.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
I took them off, got in the shower, and now I'm ready.
Right.
I'm not putting any clothes back on.
changing the these are pre-sex rituals, changing the
unless
sheets.
Unless they're sexy underwear.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with that. I was always good for clean sheets. I thought that's the least I could do.
No, that's very
clean sheets for crying
out.
It's
nice of you.
Because there were times when, as a young man, where there was actual sand in my bed. I mean, the least I can do is throw it.
Right.
One misplaced grain of sand can ruin the whole experience.
Right, no doubt. Flossing and lighting a candle. These are all the pre-sex rituals.
Sweet.
Afterward, here are the common rituals after sex. They include cuddling, watching TV, drinking water. That's a big one for me. I'm going to go get a glass of water. You want one? All right.
Really?
Sure. I like to, you know. Had a good little workout here and,
Have you ever
need a mouth rinse or two.
Have you ever initiated sex to close the rings on your activities?
No, I haven't. No, I usually, if I'm going to have an active day, I close the rings, no problem. Hmm. And if I'm not, I take the watch off because I know I'm stuck at home. Like,
you don't want to look at it.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to know.
It's open rings.
Look, I love to work out. I want to work out. But right now, I got a 1-month-old on my lap, and I'm going to be here for 3 hours.
Put her on your back. Go for a run.
That's coming, but it's not yet.
When she can hold her head up.
Yeah, she's still too young for that.
She might like it.
I have a lot of, in my phone, I've got a lot of pictures of just close-up headshots because...
She's right there, and
that's what I'm trying to get. The I'm just doing the away. Right, the lap thing.
Just look up and just get your face in it.
Anyway, having a deep conversation makes the list.
Oh, that happens
after sex.
Sure,
you're into that, huh?
I'm not into it at all. But if I want something, that's when I bring it up. And I used to like John was a pretty quiet dude, and when I first started doing him on the regular, I noticed that I was just like, oh, it's babble time. Like he. Just babble, tell me all his hopes and dreams, and adorable.
After you do him.
Yeah. Now I'm like, shh, I'm trying to sleep.
He still has hopes and dreams, huh?
I know, isn't that weird? I haven't completely crushed them.
Huh. Our text.
I'm working on it, don't worry.
800-400-3697. The guys, speaking of the guys, the Johns are they here?
Well, they're supposed to be here at 8:45. I don't know what's the delay.
Uh-oh.
Well, it could be traffic.
Oh, yeah. Could it?
Are they driving?
They are Ubering.
Oh. Oh, good. That's good.
I'm driving them home.
Oh, right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but they're well on their way. And they're
little car?
Well, we'll squeeze them in. We can make that happen.
Big John and Little John will figure it out.
Oh, the shipped people just arrived.
All right.
S-H-I-P-T, everybody, shipped.
Today's the day, isn't it?
We have Shannon, Lisa. You're Shannon?
I'm Shannon.
You're Shannon, you're Lisa. Hi,
thanks,
girls.
You guys. We're really psyched. So today is the day that it launches in San Francisco, correct?
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for a week or so.
Right, go to shipped.com.
S-H-I-P-T.
.com. 707 says, Dave Matthews Band stopped doing business with Ticketmaster because of the service charges. When you buy a Dave Matthews Band ticket, you buy it from their own service.
There you go.
You know what? Big bands can do that, though.
I know.
That's, I think, what Pearl Jam did was they went out, struck off on their own.
Oh, that's probably
but
the boys.
Not everybody can pull that.
It's true.
707 says, Flea played trumpet before he ever played bass.
Yeah, I did. I had no idea, and he's great. Like, that dude is a musical genius.
He's so into it. Mm. And him and that Frusciante guy,
right.
The two of them are like...
on another level.
For sure.
Is Frusciante back in the band now?
No.
Oh, he's alive, though, isn't
I
he?
I love him. Yes, he is. He's,
I know,
he does a ton of solo stuff.
Oh, that's good.
And
they tried, you
I
know?
Love him. Oh,
he's
I think
great.
He's okay. I don't necessarily think
no,
he's
I mean,
back
didn't
on the
he
junk.
Left, then he came back, but then he left again.
And every album they've made with him has been their best album.
Mm-hmm.
So they're good. But he doesn't like being a rock star. He doesn't want to tour the world, and he's not into it. I think he's kind of an introvert type.
Mm.
Wants to be at home, wants to make music in his room.
Well, probably the road's not a great place for him to
for
be
a junkie,
as
right.
an addict.
Mm-hmm. The best part of today's show was Yuzi saying she's sorry for the spoiling of the Big Brother, but then doing it with a big smile on her face.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
That was definitely my favorite.
Big Brother was ruined for us at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
At least I can go to bed early now.
Stop it.
Nice.
No, you can't.
I saved you time,
Vince. I just don't understand how they're doing a power of veto. There's only four people left in the house. Two of them are on the block. One person wins the veto, and then there's the head of household. Like, how? There's no one to replace the person with.
I feel like you should reiterate what you said early this morning, Yuzette, for those.
No. Do not do it again.
I forgot it anyway.
Sarah, you should have a party for the girls and rent a doctor to give out Botox shots to everyone. It's a Botox party.
Oh, rent a doctor?
Yeah. They come to your house and do, it's like a Tupperware party.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those, like the housewives do those.
Oh. I mean, I should do it, probably.
Or they have parties with the that IV treatment.
Oh, the B12 thing.
Yeah, that
they
kind
get
of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everyone sits around
I really
drinking
don't
as they're
want
getting
an
the
IV.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like, no thanks. But Botox, though, I could get behind.
Yeah, just tap a keg if you want to throw a party. I mean, really, what is this?
Yeah, I'm with you. What else is
birds and the bees
on our listeners' minds?
I really like Sarah's idea of telling her kids, if someone tells you not to tell your mom and dad, you need to tell us because that thing is wrong.
Yeah. That's what I said. I've always said that to my kids.
408 says, the magic of Shin Lim is the worst I've ever seen. Bad choice, America.
Oh. Boys, someone else wrote in that the close-up
it's
stuff
great.
With his hands,
yeah.
The guy's amazing. What's that called? A prestidigitator, right? When you can do things with your hands that make them...
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was just illusionist. But...
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was like, you know, those people that can like hide a coin and uh-huh. they somehow can turn their hand over and they're flipping the coin from side. It's like a magic with your fingers.
Sorry, S&B.
Prestidigitator. I'm going to use that from now on. Back to you. Go.
Sorry, S&B, but now after listening to the Washaka story from Yuzette, she is for sure my new favorite morning show personality.
Yeah, no,
Washaka?
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's great.
No, you are the favorite. Washaka should be on, though. We should get her on. I'd like to hear the story from her point of view.
Probably completely different.
It'd be really funny, actually. See if you can find Washaka. Let's have her on the secret show.
She's my Facebook friend.
Oh, great.
415 says, OMG, Yuzette, just listened to today's Lost 30 and my phone was too far for me to shut it off before your Big Brother spoilers. I actually yelled, oh my God, Yuzette!
I think you yelled it with us.
Yeah.
We were like, I was like, first she does one thing and we're like, oh no, no, oh, well, okay, all right, well, that's not that bad. Then she does it now, I'm like, oh my God, the whole show! She did the whole show!
It's ruined.
It's ruined.
510 says, dang, Sarah, your brother's a hottie and so is his wife.
Oh, I agree. My God, they're so hot.
Hotties are coming
super
up.
Super in love with them.
Humans out there telling them what to say.
Yes.
Right. We'll take a break. And the movie reviews is next, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.